Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, good evening. It is John, and it is It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. Welcome on this beautiful Thursday night, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. We have a good show for you tonight. For the next 30 minutes or so, I want to talk a little bit about how to like yourself a little bit more, and then how to attract great people when you do like yourself a little bit more, and give you some tips and some thoughts on how to do that. But first, as always, we have music from our sponsor and great friend, Regime Entertainment from Los Angeles, California. This is Shane Henry doing Love Anyway.
You're looking for the tunnel at the end of the light, waiting to feed any hand that bites you. You're nice to the mean and mean to the nice. You got it all wrong, but that's alright. Hey, hey, love anyway. Why you gotta feed before you get cut? I got a feeling here deep down in my gut. Someone must have done a heavy number on you to make you drive me crazy like the way you do. Hey, hey, love anyway. Hey, hey, love anyway. Any way to let you know how I feel about you. Any way to just let go and let me show you how to do. You know. Looking for an out before you get in. But sometimes you gotta surrender to win. Ready to miss it before you make it. Willing to buy it so you can break it. Hey, hey.
That was Shane Henry with Love Anyway, one of my favorite songs coming out of Regime Entertainment. Thank you again for your support and sponsorship of It's Not Me, It's You Radio. All right, tonight for the next 25 to 30 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about liking yourself. This is a very interesting topic to me because, you know, we all have a lot of problems with that, I believe. You know, we turn on the TV, we watch CNN, we watch Fox, we even watch ESPN, or we watch whatever, and there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of just really bad stuff out there. And then we encounter it visually. We encounter it emotionally from, you know, people we deal with, you know, our exes or people we know, our friends, whatever, you know, putting us down and talking down to us, or putting bad thoughts in our heads, things of that nature. And just the way the world is right now is just very, very down. So on top of everything else, we get our low self-esteem, we get low self-confidence, and we need to figure out a way to get back to the way we used to be when we were younger, when we had, you know, not a care in the world, when we were able to lift ourselves up without, you know, without a problem. Because what happens is, as we're looking for new relationships or we're trying to keep our own relationship moving, with our significant other, moving forward and moving upwards, you know, it all comes down to you. It all comes down to whether or not you like you. And, you know, whether you like yourself or you love yourself, that's between you and me. But when you hate, or you and yourself, but when you hate yourself or when you're down on yourself, then, you know, then you need some perking up. You need some picking up. And, you know, you have friends, family, loved ones to help you with that. But, you know, ultimately it's up to you. So we're going to talk a few ways about a few main keys and some ways that you can, you know, things you need to work on to actually do start liking yourself again. And it comes down to self-acceptance. It comes down to the way you think about yourself. And when you get to the point that the way you think about yourself is the only thing that matters, you don't care what other people think about you. You don't necessarily, I mean, you want to care a little bit, but you know what, if somebody doesn't like what I say or like the way I'm dressed or the way I look or whatever, I don't really care. You know, you got to get to that point. So let's talk about that for a little bit. The first one is to cultivate that self-acceptance, okay? Self-acceptance is by far the biggest component to learning to like yourself. If you accept the way you are, whether you're, you know, the way, whether it's the way you look or the way you smell or what you eat or how you talk or how you sneeze or how you laugh, if you have self-acceptance about all of that, you will learn to like yourself and be able to like yourself better. We all have our faults. Nobody's perfect, you know? People don't like the way I sneeze or the way I blow my nose. I can't help it. It's just the way it is. Some people don't like the way people laugh. Some people cry funny. Some people, you know, talk with weird accents or whatever it may be, but that's their problem. That's not your problem. So self-acceptance is important. Also included under that is how you conduct yourself, okay? Keeping score of your failures and your successes is not necessary. You know, well, I will really fail at this. Every time I do this, I'm not good at it. Or every time, you know, this person's around, I feel like a failure. But also, you know, don't keep track of your successes because you're going to start getting imbalanced in that if you have one way or the other. You know, obviously we want to succeed. The more we succeed, the better we feel about ourselves. But the idea is to learn from your failures and learn from your successes. So if you assess and reassess the way your worth based on, you know, what you do successfully and what you fail to do, then you're going to have some problems. So don't keep score. The way you frame yourself is important, but it's also actually one of the hardest things you can do. Because when you're put back in a situation where you failed before, you get it in your head, well, I'm not going to be able to do this because I've already failed at it once. But what you don't understand is that because you failed before, you learned from it. And you will frame yourself better and prepare yourself better to achieve success the next time you do it. The second thing is, in my opinion, as important or more important, and these are not in any certain order, of course, but and that is to build your confidence. Confidence is huge. The negativity that comes around with self-confidence or the lack of self-confidence is crushing to a lot of people. But confidence is a key part in liking yourself, but it's incredibly elusive. Part of being confident is not comparing yourself to other people. We all do it, you know, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete or your best friend or your spouse or whatever, you know, your parents. We always try to compare ourselves to other people. And you know what? Some people are going to be better than you in some areas and some people are not. So get over it and try not to worry about that, what other people are doing and how other people are working and how other people, what other people are achieving, and just work on yourself. Your confidence, remember, comes from within. It comes from your heart, it comes from your head, and it comes from your intestinal fortitude. So I'll say it comes from your intestines. Don't judge other people. Okay, when you're walking down the street, pay attention to what you're thinking about. Are you judging people who pass by based on how they look or how their mannerisms are? God knows I do. I judge all the time. I consider it people watching. You know, comment about somebody else based on the way they look. Am I people watching and making up stories, or am I judging? And sometimes I have to watch that because you pass over into the judgment area, it's a little bit different and can actually turn into being mean. But you're also, it also means that you, if you're harsh, if you're judging other people harshly, you're probably judging yourself harshly. So turn them into positive thoughts. You know, I like the way that person looks. I like the way she is wearing that dress. I like the way his, you know, he is, you know, walking with a certain confidence. Instead of, you know, his hair's a mess or God, I can't believe she wore that or something like that, okay? Turn the thought patterns around and put a positive thought there, and that will help your confidence, okay? Again, don't compare yourself to other people. Comparing yourself is very depressing and futile because you're going to make yourself feel worse. Your self-esteem's going to take a hit. So whenever you find yourself starting to do that, stop doing it. Replace that negative with a positive or even a neutral thought. Okay, so instead of like, you know, he's got better hair, change it to, you know, that's really cool dark hair. Okay, something like that. And then the last part of helping you with your confidence is, and don't take this the wrong way, fake it till you make it. Okay, you can fake confidence outwardly, even though you may not have it inside. And this is where our actor, our the ability to be an actor, Academy Award-winning actor, you can trick your brain into believing what you say. So if you fake it enough and you say it enough and you're confident enough in what you say, the rest of you will start believing it. So act like yourself and you'll trick your brain into believing that you like yourself. The third point on how to like yourself is let go of any thoughts or ideas of perfectionism, okay? Nobody is perfect, period. Nobody. And if you're going to try and make yourself perfect, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to do that. You're never going to be able to please yourself. You're never going to be able to like yourself because you want perfection. Well, you know what? If you do the best you can, that's perfection to you. It should be anyway. And besides, who's judging on whether it's perfect or not? Are you judging or is somebody else judging? If you're judging, then you need to lighten up your criteria a little bit because, again, nobody's perfect. If you're doing the best you can, then judge yourself that way. If you're worried about what other people are thinking, you can't control what other people think, so don't worry about it. While there's nothing wrong with trying to better yourself, again, just remember to do the best you can and not try to be perfect. Keep some perspective here. Make a list of what you're good at, okay? I'm good at shooting pool, playing darts. I'm good, hopefully, at radio shows. I'm good at listening. I'm good at talking. And I can drive really well, okay? I guess. I'm just making some stuff up. I'm probably hopefully good at more stuff, but I'm not going to tell you about that all on the radio show tonight. But make a list of what you're good at. The list can encompass anything you want from being really good with animals to being a great chef or anything in the middle. It's just a reminder for you that you've accomplished things and you do things well. So that builds up your confidence. You know what? I can do something well. I can do many things well. And we want to focus on that. So when you're feeling down, pull out your list and remind yourself that you are actually awesome, even if you aren't perfect. The next item is to learn some gratitude. Cultivate gratitude are certainly more likely to help other people and to be less envious of others and certainly less envious of their material possessions. They tend to have lower levels of stress and depression, but practicing gratitude will help you be grateful, grateful, great word, grateful for who you are and what you have to offer. Are you grateful? Try this. Every morning when you get up, name three things you're grateful for besides the fact that you woke up that day, okay? What are you grateful for? A certain, you know, maybe a friend did something good for you or a family member is doing well, or you have a good job, or your car started, or the coffee smells good this morning, something that you're grateful for. Bring that up. Tell yourself three things And if you want to keep a journal on the 2, 3, 4 things that you're grateful for every day, do it. There's nothing wrong with that. But that way you have something in writing to refer to. A lot of us have smartphones or tablets. There's, you know, there's notepads that you can, you know, notepad apps you can put on your phones and your tablets to, you know, jot this stuff down so you know what you're grateful for. Gratitude is important. If you have people that you confide in or a person that you confide in, have a gratitude discussion. Talk with that trusted person about what you're grateful for, and you know what? Get it in return. Make yourselves accountable. Gratitude, accountability, nothing wrong with that. Helps reinforce what you're grateful for. The next one is to be healthy, physically healthy, okay? Are you working out, exercising? Are you, eating right? Do you have good nutrition? Hey, you know what? I went to the doctor for a physical last week. My cholesterol is a lot higher than it should be. And am I going to do something about it? Am I grateful, A, for being alive and grateful that my cholesterol is not higher? Absolutely. But I need to do something to get it lower, and that's becoming more healthy, working out more, taking care of my body. We're not getting any younger, so we need to do that. If your body feels good, then your brain will follow along and can handle the stresses of life, which makes it, in turn, easier to like yourself. So, again, eat right. Avoid sweet things. I can't do that. It's a chocolate. I'm a chocoholic. Eat fruits and vegetables. I can't do that. Limit your carbs. Don't get rid of them entirely. You know, sometimes it's just about portion control. You know, I want to lose 15 pounds. It's about not eating as much as I eat. I can eat the same things, just not eating as much, and that will hopefully take care of both of my issues. Get enough sleep. A lot of us are rolling along at 4 or 5 hours a night. We know it. Try 8 or 9 to see how you feel. Okay? Sleep helps your immune system. It alleviates depression because, you know what, you don't think about stuff while you're sleeping. Try and catch a nap during the day if you can. Some of us don't have the ability to do that, but you know what? If you do, go for it. Have a power nap. 10-minute power nap in the car over your lunch hour. Great recharging. Drink a lot of water. Your body needs a lot of water to function. Dehydration leads to headaches and fatigue. And this last one is one of the things that I found out I'm deficient in, and that's vitamin D. I'm out in the sun a lot, but apparently I'm not absorbing vitamin D, so I have very low levels of vitamin D. This causes joint pain, and it causes fatigue. And, well, guess what, okay? Get more vitamin D, and you don't have to worry about that. And certainly the fatigue and the soreness of your joints, you know, can bring you down when you're having trouble walking around and getting sleep and such. So the next one is my personal favorite, and that's laughter. Laugh. Laugh, 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 and laugh some more. It has great long-term and short-term benefits that allow you to like yourself. Crack yourself a joke, okay, that makes you laugh. What makes you laugh? And go find it, okay? Sometimes I just crack myself up for no reason, and I'll usually tell whoever I'm talking to, I'll tell them a bad joke, and I'm laughing at myself. I'm laughing at it myself. I say, I crack myself up. It's hilarious sometimes to me. But laughter increases endorphins. It cools down your stress. It stimulates circulation to help with that stress. And long term, it makes it easier to cope with situations. It's my defense mechanism. I try to crack a joke or make somebody laugh if I'm feeling, trapped in a corner or I'm in a potential conflict of a situation. It helps relate to others, and it certainly helps improve your mood. I mean, if you're in a cranky mood, you know, rest in peace, but go watch some Robin Williams or go watch whoever makes you laugh, whether it's Bugs Bunny or a comic or, you know, improv show or, you know, a soap opera, whatever makes you laugh. You need to, you know, bring that into your world. So some other ways that you can laugh is getting together with an old friend and reminiscing about things that you did. Usually this goes back to college. You know, because we all did crazy things in college. So you reminisce with an old college buddy and, you know, think about, if you can remember, what you did back then. Put on a movie. Another great idea. Put on the funniest movie you know. What's the funniest movie you know? Okay. I want to think about them, but I can't think of them. I mean, the Lego movie, there's a whole ton of Pixar movies that are funny. Just go find some comedies that you like, whether they're romantic or not. Find a few moments to have a good laugh. Flashing back to go along with be healthy, is that, and part of that is exercising. Join a gym. Go for a walk. Go for a little jog. Do some push-ups. Plank. If you don't know what planking is, it's resting your whole body on your forearms for as long as you can, laying horizontal, you know, on the ground with your forearms and on your tiptoes, and plank. I try to do two minutes. That doesn't sound like a long time, but if you plank for 20 seconds, you'll feel it. But get some exercise. Endorphin rush never hurts. The next one is to learn a new skill, okay? If you learn a new skill, it gives you the ability to have accomplished something new, which helps you like yourself. So it's a great way to, you know, get you out of your comfort zone. Go paint. Maybe if you've never painted before, go learn to do something craft-wise. There's always pottery places, or there's places that, you know, allow you to walk in and do paintings or paint pottery. Hey, combine both. There's a lot of different things you can do in order to, you know, to help with that learning a new skill technique. Check your community for free workshops on things of that nature, that, you know, something you've never tried before. Local libraries have flyers that might help you with that, or, you know, websites for your local community. But try something outside your comfort zone, okay? So something you've never done before certainly is outside your comfort zone, but even more outside than you would think that you've ever tried, or your natural abilities will allow you to have. So try that and see if you can do it, and that will help you. The next one is to help other people, okay? We're not talking about liking or getting in a relationship with other people. We're just talking about helping others. So volunteering at the homeless shelter or animal shelter, this will allow you to treat people that you don't know and talk to them with respect and with honor. Go to a senior center and volunteer if they'll let you. Talk to the older seniors there about their experiences. Most of them, you know, if you go to the non-Alzheimer's part of the center, you know, where people still, unfortunately, you know, lose their memory, but where people actually have their memory still, or a VA hospital, and talk to them about their experiences from when they were younger. It's a great experience. And two things will happen. You'll learn some new things, and it might make you feel better about yourself because you're not in a hospital and you're not in a center, and it'll give you some perspective. Another way to treat others well is by not spreading rumors and gossip. Your friends and your family, I mean, God, what is it? It's such a gossip place with social media these days. You know what? Rise above. You know, take the high road. Don't be stooping down to people's level and gossiping and talking about them behind their back, because you know what? They will return the favor at some point, and that will give your self-esteem and your self-confidence a blow, and you won't like it. So if you rise above and don't do it, chances are pretty good they won't do it back to you. Be courteous. Open doors for people. You know, if you're a guy, open the door for another guy, or hold the door open. Just, you know, as you can still go in first, but hold the door open for them. You know, hopefully you do that anyway. You know, help your friends move if they need help. Give them a ride to the doctor. Bring food when they're sick. There's a whole lot of ways that you can help other people. You don't have to help everybody. Use your judgment. You know, you don't want people walking all over you, taking for granted, but you do want to do enough to help yourself like yourself. The next one is a huge one, and that is you will know when you like yourself when you're able to achieve this one, and that is to learn to be comfortable by yourself, okay? When you learn to be happy by yourself, you'll find that you end up feeling more at ease with yourself, and in uncomfortable situations, you'll be okay. you like yourself, you can spend time by yourself, and maybe you're reading a book, maybe you're just watching TV, maybe, but you don't need to have somebody else around. Don't drag out your phone and start texting or calling people. Pay attention to what's around you. If you're at home, do something, you know, a simple activity, like, you know, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or make yourself dinner, and just feel the moment. Enjoy the moment you have there with yourself in your quiet, hopefully quiet, surroundings. If you're out and about by yourself, go to a coffee shop or maybe you're at a party. Remind yourself that your worth is not based on who or how many folks talk to you, okay? Certainly, you don't want to go to a party and be a stick in the mud and sit there by yourself. People will talk to you, but you know what? You don't have to talk to everybody. You don't have to be on your phone while you're at the party interacting with social media. But, you know, just go out there and be yourself. And it's also true if you're single instead of being in a relationship. There's no shame in wanting to be in a relationship, but when you start defining your worth by that relationship, you have a problem. It's okay to be single. It is okay. The last item on helping to like yourself is pampering yourself, especially if you have a bad day. But even if you don't have a bad day, go pamper yourself. Take yourself out for a treat. Take yourself out for ice cream. Go treat yourself to a massage. Go get some coffee. Go grab a hot bath. Whatever you need to pamper yourself. Ladies, pamper yourself differently than we men do. But that's okay. You know, if you just, as a guy, you want to go watch a game by yourself, or you want to go, you know, grab a big old rack of ribs and a dessert by yourself, go for it. You know, it's all about you at that point. Okay, so if you do some or all of those items, you won't necessarily love yourself instantly, especially if you spend a long time hating or being uncomfortable with yourself. But if you're trying them, cut yourself a break and try those things, and you will not be disappointed. Now, all of a sudden we like ourselves. We're happy being alone. We're good in our skin. We're ready to get out and you know, show the world that you're number one, okay? You're going to do this. So here are some ways to attract great people when you like yourself more, which is always good. I mean, we don't want to attract people that are going to bring us back down again, right? So let's start with having some healthy boundaries. When you like yourself, you no longer say yes when you mean no. Say no. It's okay. You don't have to make false promises, okay? People love to be friends with those people who are not afraid to say no. Okay, nobody wants a yes man around them unless they're a boxer or somebody who's got really low self-esteem. You want to pull character out, okay? If you have the ability to say no, people see you as trustworthy. They will confide in you because they know they can count on you for an honest answer. More energy and more value comes to the friendship or the relationship. If you have no boundaries, if you have no boundaries, you and your energy get depleted. The second one is that you are a giver of value, okay? When you like yourself, you believe you have value. So you naturally start to see more abundance instead of scarcity. You realize that the world is generous. There's enough for everyone, and you can create more, even more that didn't exist before. You have that ability once you have some self-confidence and you like yourself. This immediately takes you out of the selfish category, okay? People fear, that they'll end up with selfish friends who are only there to take whatever they can and give as little as possible. That's not who they want. They want somebody who will like them for who they are, and this goes back to saying no when the opportunity presents itself. If you don't like it, say no. If you don't want to do it, say no. Liking yourself indicates that you don't have any neediness, and therefore, you only hang out with people who genuinely appreciate. You know you're not perfect, you're not for everyone, and you appreciate your uniqueness, okay? When you like yourself, you appreciate the fact that you don't have a problem with people seeing things differently than you, Okay? You don't have to agree with everybody. And not everybody is going to agree with you. But if you treat them with respect and vice versa, you can go a long way. Example, if you like Southern Italian cuisine, even though no one you know does, you start to get more and more interested in it, which means you'll start to know more about Italian geography, history, and worldviews. You might even go there on vacation. Well, people want to be around others who are passionate about something. So now all of a sudden you're passionate about Southern Italian food. It inspires them to get passionate about their own interests. So you like Southern Italian food. Somebody you know might like Northern Italian food. And then you'll combine and compare recipes and eat a lot. Okay? Can't go wrong with that. Eating a lot of Italian food and drinking a lot of wine. What's wrong? Nothing. Okay, number four, you're cheerful and you see the good in people. Okay, this attracts great people. If you're in a good mood, you bring a good mood out of other people. All right? When you like yourself, you see the good in yourself, you see the good in others. People will respond. They're keen on knowing if you appreciate who they are and what they have to offer to the world. When you have positive energy within your own life, you start to project to others. Okay? So do that. Try it. Get out there and smile. You know what? I'm great. I'm awesome. I'm not perfect. What you got to bring to the table? And the last thing that will help you attract great people when you like yourself is that you're not overly serious. People tend to get kind of serious face. You know, I'm doing a serious face, but I'm on the radio, so you can't see it. But you squint your face up, you get serious. But liking yourself means that you're realistic and you recognize imperfections and quirks and people's mistakes. But it also means you have enough confidence to poke fun at yourself, okay? Other people recognize the fact that you can poke fun at yourself, and they know they have lots of fun around you, and you don't take yourself too seriously. So don't get overly serious about it. It's not worth it, and people will think of you as being kind of boring, to be honest with you, if you can't laugh at yourself. People get fixated on vulnerability and being completely human, okay? They recognize the same vulnerability in themselves. So if you have similar vulnerabilities or the ability to show that or not show that, then people will respond. Great people reserve a spot in their life for people who could interact and relate without masks or barriers to hide them. And that comes. So that's going to do it for tonight's show. 30 minutes. We're trying to make these a little more user-friendly. People need 30 minutes to listen while they work out or not take up too much time on their Thursday night. So we're going to keep these shows, unless I have a guest, of course, and then we'll expand it a little bit. So that's all we have for tonight. I appreciate you joining me for It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. Do visit us at itsnotmeradio.com. And like the Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and don't forget that the archive versions are now available on iTunes Podcast. Links all located on itsnotmeradio.com. So without further ado, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll see you next Thursday night at 6:30 Central Time for It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. And as always, peace out.